The 16 Funniest Lesser Known English Idioms. 1. Chew the fat. This means engaging in a friendly, leisurely conversation, often about trivial matters or gossip or to make small talk. It appears that it originated in the late 1800s and referred to the grumbling of junior officers in the military. Sentence example: We didn't have much to do today at the office, so we were just chewing the fat at lunchtime to avoid getting back to our desks. 2. Pie in the sky. This one makes me think of that animated movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. This idiom means something that you hope will happen but is very unlikely to come true, wishful thinking. Sentence example: The rumors that I was going to be the next manager turned out to just be pie in the sky. 3. The tail wagging the dog. When a big or powerful institution or person is being controlled by a lesser force. When a mighty entity is under the thumb of a much smaller and weaker player. Similar to David overpowering Goliath. Sentence example: Ever since the owner's teenage son started an internship here, the managers are always trying to please him. It's like the tail wagging the dog. 4. Buy the farm. This means to die, especially during military action. This idiom originated in the U.S. military and was first used in the early 20th century to mean being killed. Sentence example: If this plane falls, the odds are we'll all buy the farm. 5. Strictly, for the birds, referring to something meaningless and worthless, not to be taken seriously, trivial or for the gullible. It's a piece of U.S. Army jargon that first emerged towards the conclusion of World War II. Some sources suggest that its meaning was meant to convey a euphemism for horses. Sentence example: I've started following this cooking channel recently. They've got tasty recipes, but the idea that these meals are healthy for children is for the birds. 6. Send/bring/carry owls to Athens, ye engaging in a task that is pointless or unnecessary. This phrase originates from ancient Greece, specifically the city of Athens, where silver coins were minted featuring an owl, a common sight in the city. The owl was even the symbol of the city. Therefore, bringing owls to Athens would serve no purpose. Sentence example: Trying to open up another beauty salon in this area is like sending owls to Athens, it's not a good business idea. 7. Throw the baby out with the bathwater. I find this darkly hilarious. It means losing valuable ideas or items while trying to eliminate unwanted ones. It's a very memorable phrase. Sentence example: Why are you scrapping the entire script? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's just this one section that needs more work, not the whole thing.